Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were discussing that in a marriage, the husband is to be an example of how Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, and how the wife is to be an example of the believer's subjection to the Lord. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Marriage is supposed to be a picture. The husband is supposed to be a picture of how Christ loves the church. Wife is to be in subjection to show how the Christian is to be in subjection to the Lord. And when a wife is not subjected, then she is not being subjected to the Lord. When a husband's not loving his wife, then he's not subjected to the Lord. He's not representing him well. And the man says, well, my wife is so unlovable. Well, the Lord loves you. Do you think you're so lovable? There's the lady that says, well, he just doesn't give me the love I want. Well, maybe you're not giving the Lord the love he desires from you. And you're not receiving the love from him. He's got more love for you than you'll ever know. It's just that you don't define love. God is love. And you do what's right according to the word of God. Now, lady or man, you've had that bad experience, you go to the altar, you get it right with God, you tell the person that was with you that how much sorry you are for that, how much you regret it, and then you get it right with your spouse. Man or woman, you get it right with your spouse and make it right. Now, I know there are people write letters and tell me how wrong I am and everything, but I just go along with the Lord about making things right. Go to the altar and remember that your brother has aught against you. You better take care of it. Okay, it will affect your prayers, and sometimes you may need to pray for one of your children that's on a very serious accident and may not make it, and they'll need prayer to make it, and you won't have the power with God to get your prayer answered. So, again, they're saved, but you notice those phrases that he gave there in the verses there that we just read. He said, sanctify in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is set apart for his holy use. I don't understand why the Lord has set me apart for his holy use, but he has. I didn't deserve salvation, but God saved me. And I don't know a person walking on the face of this earth that deserves salvation. God wants all men to be saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth. And he wants me to have the privilege of taking such a holy truth to lost men. He has that for every saved person to do that. We are sanctified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1:6. Listen as I read that. To the praise of the glory of his grace. That is the Lord's grace, his grace towards us. We sinners who did not deserve any of it, we didn't deserve to get saved. The glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. That is in Jesus Christ, the beloved. I'm accepted into heaven through Jesus Christ, not what I deserved. But through the shed blood of Christ for me and receiving him as my Lord and Savior, I have that. That is grace, friend. That is love. And we should understand that. Sanctified. The next phrase is, and by the Spirit of our God. Now I want you to listen to these verses when we say, and by the Spirit of our God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, that is, bring to life, your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Do you realize that when the rapture takes place, you're called up? It'll be that very moment, too, the Holy Spirit. At the call of God, the Holy Spirit quickens your body and brings you up. Wow. He says in verse 16 of Romans chapter 8 as well, that was verse 11 I just read, verse 16 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Remember John 1:12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. He does that for you. I've said some things here that some people will not like. Some people will disagree about sin, confessing sin, making things right. Now, I'm not talking about the sins of the mind that you thought of adultery with somebody or something. That's a sin. That's a filthy sin, but you make that right with God. You didn't have that kind of a sin with somebody. You didn't try to ask them. You didn't try to seduce them, but you just had those thoughts, and you get that right with God. But if you've been involved with someone, then yeah, but no. There was a group going around years ago saying, you confess everything. Therefore, if you had you thought a lustful thought of it towards another person, then you need to confess that to them. You know what? A lot of those things ended up in adultery as a result of that. So, no, sins of the mind, you confess to God, asking Him for His power to overcome it. Look, I've had missionary, I've had pastor that have been in my office. They had troubles with pornography. They told me. And so we sat down and talked about making it right with God and removing that option, removing even anything that gives you that opportunity. If you go into a motel room and you're by yourself and there's that access that is there, you open your Bible and you don't close that Bible. You keep reading it till you go to sleep. You keep praying till you go to sleep. In other words, don't give the devil a place. But there are people that had those problems that we say, those sins, should I say. I hate calling them problems. That's the way the world acts. But had those sins. They weren't right. But in time, those things got straightened out. They got right. Now, that's with missionaries. That's with pastors. Look, I know that on a Sunday morning, whether it's in the church auditorium or on the radio, live stream, there may be somebody listening to me that's a woman that has problems with pornography, let alone a man. Men seem to be more guilty of it, but women do the same thing. They're trying to learn, and men are trying to learn the same thing, how to appeal to another person's lust instead of how to learn to love them and appeal to the heart. The marriage bed is undefiled. Anything else is fully defiled. Get it right with God. Now, I know I may have offended some people in saying these things, but my friend, I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to help you to know good, to know what is good, what is right, what is holy, what is acceptable unto God. And I want your eternity to be great. I want your reward in heaven to be great. And I don't want these things to rob you of reward. A sin will do that. Just like the power and authority that Adam had in the garden was taken from him by Satan when he gave in to the seductions that he put before him. Now, look at verse 3 of our text. Again, I know we've read this a couple of times already, but I want to read it again. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appear. Now you think on that. Oh, my friend, think on that. Till it appeared. Now you look at the text there, verse 3. We do need a Savior. We do not deserve this kindness of God. I certainly did. You say, Pastor, what are some of the sins that you've committed? They don't involve you. So I'd never tell you, but I can tell you this. I'm a sinner. I'm filthy. I'm rotten. That God saved, that He cleansed and made whole. But yeah, I had to have that. He would not have put me in the ministry if I did not have the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ in my life. So, do we deserve the kindness of God when we have a bad past? Do we deserve the fact that He sent His only begotten Son to die a cruel death on the cross with His blood outpoured and the almighty wrath of God poured out on His human spirit because all my sin was laid on Him? Did He deserve that? No! And do I deserve this kindness of God? No. 1,000 times no. 1,000 times no. We are blessed. But it wasn't until we were saved, having a salvation, that we did not deserve. We did not deserve it. As I said, none of us deserved. But if you don't see God's love in that, you are spiritually cold or blind. If that doesn't move your heart when you hear of the cross and what He did for us, that doesn't stir you at all, then you're cold. You're just plain cold if you're saved at all. And so, the salvation that we did not deserve, that past, whatever it is, you and I are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. It didn't happen until the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared. That is, until we heard the saving gospel of Jesus Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.